Hey everybody, DeCourcy Williams here, and I have a quick question for you. Are you interested in wine? Do you enjoy drinking a glass every now and again? Have you ever gone to the grocery store and just been overwhelmed with the amount of selections that you can choose from? Well, I think I may have a solution for you. Let me introduce you to Wine Ambassador. Wine Ambassador's vision is to become the number one wine club in the world through word of mouth marketing. If you click on the link in the show notes description, you'll be taken to an area where you can learn a little bit more about this amazing company. We have different ways that you can be a part of this company, and you can earn wine for free. And on top of that, you can earn a pretty sizable income as well. So if you're interested in turning your love of wine into a profitable business, you can contact me on Instagram under Corsi the Wine Lover, or just send me a message here on the podcast. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions for you. Thank you very much.
Well, hello everybody and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. I want to thank each and every one of you guys listening to the sound of my voice and wish you all peace, love, and happiness. Speaking of my voice, I don't know if you can hear it or not, but I'm a tad bit under the weather. Actually, let me first start off by saying Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. If you're listening to this on, I guess it would be Black Friday, I just want to wish, I want to give out well wishes and thoughts of appreciation to everybody who listens to the podcast. I am extremely, extremely grateful to bring you guys a nugget every week. So when it came time to record this podcast, I was like, man, I don't know if I want to get on here sounding like, you know, a frog. Because I've been kind of feeling like this for the past couple of days. And I'm actually going to get a COVID test. So I made my appointments. I'm going to get tested. And, you know, we'll take it from there. So these are pretty interesting times. I'm not going anywhere for Thanksgiving. I'm staying home because of this recent sickness. And, you know, it's just like cough and congestion and things like that. I don't have like a fever, or I can still smell. I can still taste things. So it's not like the normal COVID symptoms. But, you know, I want to be sure. Better safe than sorry, you know? So, still wanted to jump on here, give you guys a word in the podcast. And something very interesting was brought to my attention. This is probably going to be a short one, you know, because my throat is killing me. I'm not even going to lie. And it kind of hurts to talk. So, this is not going to be a particularly long episode, but I still want to give you guys a little bit of a nugget. So, what I was thinking about was the algorithm of these social media networks and how they work, and see if I can tie it all up by the end. So, I've noticed that, like, when I look on YouTube and I look up a specific video, say I'm into Harry Potter, so I'll watch a video about a Harry Potter game, you know. After that video is over, all of a sudden, the suggested list of the next videos that YouTube thinks that I should watch, of course, will be centered around Harry Potter. It'll be like a Harry Potter game, or somebody that bought some sort of gift box having to do with Harry Potter, and they're opening it on camera, and they want to, you know, display what they got. It could be, I don't know, anything having to do with Harry Potter at all. That'll be like my suggested list of videos I should watch next. Now, you know, Facebook does this, Instagram does this, like they all kind of follow the same thing. And what it does is the algorithm is working how it was designed to work. It's designed to keep your attention on their platform. So they figure if you watch a video or if you interact with a particular post, then they'll show you more of that post. You know, they'll show you if you watch a cat video or if you look up cat groups on Facebook. Next thing you know, you'll start scrolling down your Facebook feed and you'll see suggestions for other people that might be involved in cat groups. You'll see suggestions for other groups of cat lovers. You might see some suggestions for, cat veterinarians. I don't even know if there's such a thing or if it's just like, you know, regular vets. But you get the idea. And what I want to remind everybody is that our minds work the exact same way, you know? So if you're the type of person who is a little bit down, and you, it takes you a while to see the good in things, and you look for tragedy and all kinds of negative things, that is what your brain will continue to seek out and notice. Now, even though you could have an entire world of abundance around you, you could have good things going on for you. The only thing that you'll see is the bad. You'll see the negative. Excuse me. And unfortunately, that is our algorithm, so to speak, working as it was designed. Because, you know, back in the day, we had to be attuned to everything that could potentially cause us danger. Back in caveman days, we had to be on the lookout for the saber-toothed tiger, or maybe a woolly mammoth coming to trample us over, or a dinosaur chasing us or something. I don't even know. Were we alive during dinosaur times? I don't know. I don't want to sound stupid. I'll blame it on the sickness. I'm sick, so that's why I say something dumb. But anyway, our minds and brains were designed to seek out the danger and the catastrophe because our existence depended on it. So our brains haven't changed much since those times. So these social media networks have gotten us to the point where, say, like, if you're an extreme right winger, you know, I mean, and I don't know what they go to look up. I don't know what they look at. But once you go down, that's why they call it going down the rabbit hole. Because once you start, you'll just start getting bombarded with all of these ideas and all of these suggestions. And next thing you know, you'll be throwing your hands up in fear, saying that this world is garbage, it's crap, and people are garbage and crap, and we should all just give up and turn in the towel, and the world's going to hell in a handbasket. Where, as some other people, they actually see this as the most productive time that they have ever been a part of. This is the most industrious, the most opportunistic, the best time for you as a person to go chase after your dreams, because the abundance is just out there in everything. Like, there's no shortage of anything. Anything that your heart desires right now, it's out there for you. But the thing is, you got to work for it. So if you're the type of person that looks for that negative and that, and you know, that nothing will work and, oh, woe is me, that's all you'll find. And that's your algorithm working as it was intended. And you know what's weird, too? Me and my wife will can attest to this. Excuse me a second. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this cough is rough. But it's funny how you can have a conversation with somebody in your house. You're not even on your phone. You're just talking. And you could talk about a particular product. And lo and behold, next time you pull up your Facebook's feed, you will see an advertisement for that product. It's happened to us on several occasions. It happened to us for an air fryer. It happened to us for a vacuum cleaner. It happened to us for, it was something that me and my wife were talking about. We just brought it up, just discussed it. I had never searched for it. She had never searched for it. I go to my phone, look through Facebook, and I see an ad for that particular product. So that algorithm, first of all, that's a little bit horrifying. Just to know that, like, we're being tracked. Like, people talking about giving up our rights and our freedoms. We've already done that. Google has so much information about us. Facebook has so much information about us. It knows how to market to us. It knows when to show us a particular thing. And us, with our minds still being like cavemen mind, we don't stand a chance. So we kind of fall for that all the time. And lo and behold, we now have an air fryer because it worked. So, and now I don't think it's anything nefarious, because, you know, when you start to talk about using it in other ways, you start talking about visualizations. you start talking about seeing yourself as, you know, whatever it is that you want to be. If you want to be a successful person, you want to be more charismatic, you want to be more extroverted instead of introverted. There are exercises designed so that you would start to visualize yourself being whatever it is that you want to be. And it'll make it easier for your brain and your body to start to act in those ways. So if you've ever done any kind of research or read anything about like visualizations, and I'm reading a very interesting book right now. Let me see if I can't pull it up and give you guys the information on it. It is a very, very good book. And when I say reading, I mean I'm listening to it. But nonetheless, it is called Psycho-Cybernetics, and it is by Maxwell Maltz. And it's another one of those books that's about visualization, seeing yourself doing something, and actually going out and doing it. Like, there's been studies done where people that have never participated in a particular sport, instead of practicing that sport, they will have them visualize them achieving whatever that is. And there's actually been people that can go out and perform, maybe not at a high level, but they can perform at a really good level just by doing the visualizations. So once you get your head wrapped around that visualization thing, that's the same thing as making an algorithm work for you. Because once you train yourself to start seeing yourself as successful or charismatic or rich or successful, your brain will just make it so. Your brain will start to act in ways that will attract that to you. Same thing for the opposite. If you see doom and gloom and the sky is falling and all hell is breaking loose, that's what you'll see. Your brain will start to act in ways that attracts those things to you. So, please understand that whatever your mind can see and believe, you will achieve it. And that goes for the positive and for the negative. So that's what I have for you guys today. I wanted to keep it short and sweet because, you know, the voice is sounding a little bit trifling here. And man, definitely some strange times. I will give an update on whatever is going on with me. I'm believing that it's just like, you know, regular cold, a regular, you know, a little bug that I'm going to fight my way through and get done with in a couple of days here. I am not claiming that I have COVID-19 at all. So, but next week I'll have an update for that. Hopefully my voice will be back to normal. It won't be like really, really tough to talk with. But if you can hear and understand what I'm going through right now, man, I got you. I understand you. So hope everybody has an incredible, incredible Thanksgiving. Don't forget, follow me on my various forms of social media. I'm on Instagram as Corsi the Wine Lover. I'm also on Facebook. I'm actually on TikTok too. I'll figure out a way to try to share that, but I'm also on TikTok. And don't forget, check out my blog, guys, man. It's just so many things going on. It's 9w6e.com. I thought you could find it by searching for Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, but some people are telling me that that's not actually working. So if you just do like the little four letters, 9w6e.com, you can find it. And you could find out about wine. You can find out about the weight loss coffee. You can find out about the brain food. Don't forget, everybody, check out these Black Friday sales. This is the time to go shopping. Well, shopping at home, shopping like on your computer, because that's what I'm going to be doing. And like I said, I'll get this test taken care of, and I'm claiming everything's going to be all right. I'm calling it out now that everything's going to be just fine. So you guys have a wonderful weekend, an incredible Thanksgiving, and I will see you guys in the next one.